Let me pray for us from the psalm for today. O God, in whom we trust, continue to be our refuge and our fortress. Deliver and protect us from the snares of the devil. Amen. In our Old Testament reading, we heard that God brought his people out of slavery from Egypt to a land flowing with milk and honey. However, in their disobedience, they wandered in the desert for 40 years before they reached the promised land. The duration of Lent is 40 days, not counting Sundays, and the traditional Lenten feast is a commemoration of the 40 days that Jesus fasted in the wilderness. I'd like to share three lessons from the gospel temptation narrative with you this morning. The first lesson is that the word of God is powerful. We heard that Jesus, full of the Holy Spirit after his baptism, is led into the wilderness by the Spirit, where he's tempted three times by the devil, who is also called Satan. In this modern age, to speak of the devil seems counterintuitive. However, let us not be deceived. The devil is real. Satan is in this world. And until Jesus comes again, he still has power. He is cunning, and he subtly mixes truth and error in his attempts to deceive. The devil is at his most dangerous when we don't believe or we forget that he exists. Against its misappropriation by the devil, who tried to twist scripture to suit his purpose, Jesus overcame all three of Satan's temptations by applying the word of God correctly. The devil wanted Jesus to act independently of his Father. We need to be careful that we don't try to act independently of God's will for our lives. In the first temptation, the devil taunts Jesus by saying to him, "If you are the Son of God, tell this stone to become bread." Jesus responds by saying, "It is written, man does not live on bread alone." The full quote from Deuteronomy is, "Man does not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of the Lord." The devil had tried to suggest to Jesus that his bodily needs were more important than his identity as the Son of God, more important than his mission as our Saviour. The devil wanted Jesus to put his own human needs before his Father's divine will for him. In the second temptation, the devil shows Jesus all the kingdoms of the world and tells Jesus that they could all be his if only Jesus would worship the devil. But Jesus responds with another quote from Deuteronomy, saying, "It is written, worship the Lord your God and serve him only." Jesus knew that to worship the devil is not compatible with worshiping the one true God. In the third and final temptation, the devil challenges Jesus with words from today's psalm. He takes Jesus up to the pinnacle and says to him, "If you are the Son of God, then throw yourself down, because it is written that God will send angels to protect you, to lift you up with their hands so that you will not strike your foot against stone." Jesus responds by saying, again from Deuteronomy, "Do not test the Lord your God." No one tests someone in whom they have complete trust. Jesus never doubted that he was God's Son and that his Father was trustworthy. The author of the letter to the Hebrews writes, "For the word of God is living and active, sharper than any two-edged sword. It judges the thoughts and attitudes of the heart." In his letter to the Ephesians, Paul told them to put on the full armor of God so that they would be able to stand firm against the schemes of the devil. He said, "Put on the breastplate of righteousness, take up the shield of faith, put on the helmet of salvation, and take up the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. So the first lesson is the Word of God is powerful. What else do we learn from our gospel passage? The second lesson is that Jesus actually experienced temptation, so he knows what it feels like for us to be tempted. He understands our struggle, how hard it can be for us to resist temptation. He was born as one of us. He was as human as we are, except he was without sin. He does not draw upon his divinity as a son of God to battle Satan. He faced Satan's temptations as a spirit-filled human being. The first temptation was for Jesus to satisfy his hunger. One of the greatest failings of we humans is our fleshly appetites. Lust and gluttony are all too evident in today's society. Another great failing of the human race is the pursuit of power and prestige, and with that comes greed and envy. The devil's second temptation was for Jesus to worship him in exchange for all the kingdoms of the earth. Instead of worshipping the one true God, we often worship false gods like money and status. Instead of putting God first, we spend our time furthering our careers and accumulating more and more possessions. In answer to the third temptation, Jesus said, "Do not test the Lord your God." How many times do we put ourselves in temptation's way, challenging God to protect us? Although it is not a sin to be tempted, we should not deliberately put ourselves in situations which can cause us to fall into temptation. For example, if we are prone to drink to excess, we should not stock our homes with alcohol. We should not put God to the test. Satan often tempts us by causing us to doubt God's ability to provide for all our needs. We fail to depend on God, to put our trust in him, and instead we rely on our own abilities. The gospel passage ends with the devil departing until an opportune time. So the third lesson we can learn from the temptation narrative is that we will continue to be tempted. The devil will wait for an opportunity, and he will attack us when we are at our weakest or when we least expect it. Let me recap the three lessons from the temptation narrative. Lesson one, the Word of God is powerful. Lesson two, Jesus understands what it is like to be tempted because he was born as one of us. Lesson three, the devil will continue to tempt us. If there is one big important idea, a take-home message from today's gospel reading, it is this. The best way to avoid temptation is to be more like Jesus. This doesn't mean that we aspire to be God, but that we follow Jesus' example to be obedient to the Father. Jesus' victory over Satan shows us how to overcome temptation, how to be wise to Satan's schemes. By following Jesus' example, we avoid the snares and traps set by the devil. What do I mean by being more like Jesus and following his example? It is this. Jesus trusted in God his Father, and he was able to counter the devil's attacks because of his knowledge and application of Scripture. He could take comfort in God's promises set out in God's words. So the best way to defeat the devil is to trust God and to know his word. God is a God who speaks. He has spoken through his prophets, and his word is set out for us in the Bible. We can trust him because we read in the Bible that God keeps his promises. We read of his faithfulness to his people. You may be thinking, this seems all too difficult. But remember, we are God's people. We have been baptized in the Spirit, and the Spirit will help and guide us. So this Lent, instead of giving up chocolate, I encourage you to spend time in God's Word, to try to read it regularly. A great way to open up God's Word is to do it in community, discussing it with God's people in one of our Bible study groups. We can share with each other how God's Word has influenced our lives. If you are unable to find the time to join a group, then at least read the shofar you received this morning, or sign up to the Lectio Divina to read at your leisure. Remember, Jesus died on the cross to save us from our sins. But although we are saved by Christ's sacrifice, we are still constantly tempted by the devil to sin. Remember also, it is not a sin to be tempted, but it is a sin to yield to such temptation. However, when we are tempted, we should remind ourselves that we have a relationship with the living God, who is faithful and who will not let us be tempted beyond what we can bear. When we are tempted, he will provide a way out so that we can endure it. Let us all try to be more like Jesus so that we do not fall prey to the devil's temptations. Let us walk in the Spirit and live by the Word of God. Let me end by praying from the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.